The starving were crowding him. He spoke of eternal bread. His very own blood and flesh shocked people left. But he turned to the 12 to ask how they felt. Would they live like the rest? Then Peter confessed, "You have the words of eternal life. Where else would we go?" He left the crowds by boat. Asleep in the stern he rode. As light rain rose to a squall, he slept through it all. And when waves swamped the boat, his disciples lost hope. When Jesus was sleeping, it was hard work believing. You have the words of eternal life. Where else would we go? Midday, the sun went out as young soldiers nailed him down. Nighttime for 3 daylight hours, then death. The crowd that had taunted had what it wanted. So why were they grieving? Maybe they now believed him. You have the words of eternal life. Where else would we go? Our eternal rest. Though questions are resolved with our small faith, we can confess. You have the words of eternal life. Where else would we go? Jesus, return to us, dig us out from the dust. We won't need faith once we gaze in your face. Once you calm the last sea and the clouds of doubt scatter, once the truth's plain to see, we will sing ever clearer. You have the words of eternity.